It's a gun control by market forces program, and it unites the buying power of local governments against gun violence. Former journalist Casey Woods and her organization, Armed with Ethics, devised the program and persuaded 14 local governments to come aboard. They'll participate by being picky about where they buy their guns.
Local law enforcement departments spend more than $1 billion a year on guns and ammunition every year. If local governments act collectively, they will have tremendous power to encourage the gun industry to adopt common sense best practices that keep guns out of the hands of criminals.
To qualify as a bidder on a police gun contract, a gun maker would have to show how it keeps guns out of the hands of ineligible or mentally ill owners, or how it spots straw buyers. It would have to show that gun-wise, it is a good corporate citizen. Most of them, says Coral Gables Mayor Jim Kaysen, will get the message.
If you don't cooperate with us, if you don't help us keep guns out of the hands of criminals, we're just not going to spend our tax dollars with your company.
Closing off a handgun market to all but the most virtuous manufacturers requires no legislation and creates no obvious political targets. But it may take a while to show results. According to Armed with Ethics, leveraging market forces creates a very long game for gun control. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.